The toss to sound the gun, and very, very shortly it should be going off. The gentleman's name is Harry J. Rose, the inspector of Coast Guard. Is that
That's right?
Right? And here we go. We passed underneath the Westwood Bridge, and the race is on. Crowds, thousands of people are lining both banks of the river. Airplanes are circling overhead. They're mostly seaplanes. There are a number of small boats and barges and just about everything, and terrific black smoke is pouring out of the William Larimer Jones, and also terrific black smoke is pouring out of the Homestead. We're going along neck and neck. We're practically abreast. If anything, I believe that the Homestead is now leading. Absolutely, Bob. What do you say? Are we leading?
Not by much, Pat, but I think we're a little ahead here.
We're a little ahead. We don't want to be too confident. We certainly are going to try. We're lots and lots of steam up, I understand, and we're really rolling along. I notice that these small boats are staying very, very much away from the stern of both boats because of the big paddle wheels are really kicking up those rollers back there. Oh, we're still ahead, Bob. We're still rolling along. The wonderful boat, the Homestead, captained by Captain Hanna, is leading, and we're really rolling along here. Look at those boats, Bob. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Why, the river is just filled with these speedy river boats here, motor boats and so forth. And I noticed the aerial bomb just was set off at the Pittsburgh Press Lighthouse downtown, signifying that we're underway now. The race is on.
Well, it certainly is on. And, Bob, I think we're pulling a little bit ahead now. Maybe I shouldn't say that because I wouldn't want to jinx anything, but really I am excited. Wilkes Hurley, our chief engineer, is here. Wilkes, what do you say?
We're ahead of them,
Pat. We're ahead of them. Here's Mr. Robert Charles R. Cox, president of the Carnegie, Illinois Steel. Mr. Cox.
We're really going strong here, ladies and gentlemen. Hooray!
Thank you, sir, very, very much. We are ahead, President Cox of the Carnegie, Illinois Steel Corporation told you, and the streets that we can see are really jammed with people. The banks of the river are really crowded, and there are more small boats, cabin cruisers, motorboats than I've ever seen in my life. We are speaking to you from the top deck right up here the front of the Homestead, and I don't see very many smiling faces on the William Larimer Jones at the moment, but as I said before, I'm not going to say much about that at that time. At this particular point, we are leading. The Homestead is leading. Bob, have you ever seen water boil and flow underneath barges like this?
No, that's the paddle wheels are throwing the water up over the back end of the boat. There's a name for it. I don't know much about these nautical terms. They tell me when they really get going, Jimmy Jordan tells me that the paddle on the William Larimer Jones is turning 22 revolutions per minute, whatever that means. And we evidently are doing a little better than that.
Yes, we still ahead. And we're rapidly approaching the...
Depending on the size of the paddle wheel.
Okay, we have some technical terms from Wilkes. And Bob, what is this bridge that we're approaching now? Before, when we were tied up, as we told you. But really, I think that everyone is very, very serious about this. And as we said before, when we interviewed Chief Engineer Moat, this boat has been in constant service all the time, pushing coal barges up and down the river. It was not taken out to be refurbished or refurnished. The faces are not too smiling on the William Larimer Jones now, as we seem to be pulling ahead. And undoubtedly, you can hear the whistles and the sirens of the boats and barges and the small craft that are pacing us alongside. They look like you might... call them little water bugs as they bounce back and forth around the William Larimer Jones and around the Homestead Steel Carnegie, Illinois boat. The deckhands of the Homestead are up near the big front smokestacks, and they seem to be pretty happy. They're here, we're passing under the Point Bridge, which is lined with people. And there's the gun! No, I certainly never have. It's really terrific. We're really pushing up steam now, and we're really rolling along. There's a U.S. Steel boat, a barge, I believe, that is blowing its whistle, as you can really hear.
You know, Pat, I never thought these river boats could go this fast. We've watched them come down the Mon at Roseburg and pass for Keysport there, but I don't believe I've ever seen one go as fast as these boats are going right now.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Bob. is a revolution to see how fast we actually can go, and both the Jones and Logan Steel Corporation boat, the William Larimer Jones, and the U.S. Steel Carnegie Illinois Steel boat, the Homestead, are really pushing. You practically cannot see behind both boats to the stern of both boats because of the tremendous clouds of black smoke that is pouring out. And the day, of course, is rather cloudy and overcast. A few bits of sun stream out every now and then, but on the whole, it's rather cool and cloudy, which makes it rather pleasant. You know, Bob, I thought it would be kind of cool on this boat, but it's very pleasant. It isn't at all.
Not at all. I believe we're still holding our advantage, Pat, but it's not much of an advantage.
No,